Wednesday, March 27th, Liturgy of the Hours, Midday Prayer. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And a Midday Hymn. O Sacred Heart surrounded by crown of piercing thorn, O bleeding head so wounded, reviled and put to scorn, our sins have marred the glory of thy most holy face. Yet angel hosts adore thee and tremble as they gaze. The Lord of every nation was hung upon a tree. His death was our salvation, our sins his agony. O Jesus, by thy passion, thy life in us increase. Thy death for us did fashion our pardon and our peace. And now the psalmody, beginning with the antiphon. I know my own sheep, and my own know me. As the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for my sheep. Psalm 119. My part I have resolved, O Lord, is to obey your word. With all my heart I implore your favor. Show the mercy of your promise. I have pondered over my ways and returned to your will. I made haste and did not delay to obey your commands. Though the nets of the wicked ensnared me, I remembered your law. At midnight I will rise and thank you for your just decrees. I am a friend of all who revere you, who obey your precepts. Lord, your love fills the earth. Teach me your commands. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the Psalm prayer. Father, may the fulfillment of your law be our aim in life, so that you yourself may be our inheritance, and we your chosen possession forever. Psalm 55. O God, listen to my prayer. Do not hide from my pleading. Attend to me and reply. With my cares I cannot rest. I tremble at the shouts of the foe, at the cries of the wicked. For they bring down evil upon me. They assail me with fury. My heart is stricken within me. Death's terror is on me. Trembling and fear fall upon me, and horror overwhelms me. Oh, that I had wings like a dove to fly away and be at rest, so I would escape far away and take refuge in the desert. I would hasten to find a shelter from the raging wind, from the destructive storm, O Lord, and from their plotting tongues. For I can see nothing but violence and strife in the city. Night and day they patrol high on the city walls. It is full of wickedness and evil. It is full of sin. Its streets are never free from tyranny and deceit. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Continuation of Psalm 55. If this had been done by an enemy, I could bear his taunts. If a rival had risen against me, I could hide from him. But it is you, my own companion, my intimate friend. How close was the friendship between us? We walked together in harmony in the house of God. As for me, I will cry to God, and the Lord will save me. Evening, morning, and at noon, I will cry and lament. He will deliver my soul in peace in the attack against me. For those who fight me are many, but he hears my voice. God will hear and will humble them, the eternal judge. For they will not amend their ways, they have no fear of God. The traitor has turned against his friends, he has broken his word. His speech is softer than butter, but war is in his heart. His words are smoother than aura, but they are naked swords. Entrust your cares to the Lord, and he will support you. He will never allow the just man to stumble. But you, O God, will bring them down to the pit of death. Deceitful and bloodthirsty men shall not live half their days. O Lord, I will trust in you. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the Psalm prayer. Lord Jesus, you were rejected by your people, betrayed by the kiss of a friend, and deserted by your disciples. Give us the confidence that you had in the Father, and our salvation will be assured. Repeating the midday antiphon, I know my own sheep, and my own know me, as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for my sheep. And the reading is from Romans chapter 15, verse 3. Thus, in accord with Scripture, Christ did not please himself. The reproaches they uttered against you fell on me. And the responsory, ours were the suffering he bore, ours the weight of guilt he endured. And our concluding prayer, let's pray. Father, in your plan of salvation, your Son Jesus Christ accepted the cross and freed us from the power of the enemy. may we come to share the glory of his resurrection. For he lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Let us praise the Lord and give him thanks. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.